Welcome to day number 97. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishneh. Now yesterday we learned about a case. Imagine you have a field and you planted some wheat. Then you change your mind and said, you know what? I don't want wheat anymore. Now I want barley. Now, of course, that's a problem because wheat and barley cannot be planted together. So what do? The Mishnah said you wait about 3 days until the wheat grows roots. Then you can plow it. That uproots the wheat. It destroys it. It's not going to grow anymore. And then you could plant the barley. And that's perfectly fine. Our Mishnah is going to give an exception to that rule. Says Mishnah, Haisa Sadea Zrua Kanbos. Imagine your field was planted with cumin oluf, which seems to be a type of onion. Lo Yehe Zareabo Al Gabayim. Now you want to plant something else. You are not allowed to plant something else that would be kilayim with them. You're not allowed to plant something else on top of it, even if you first plowed it. Why not? She'enam osin ela shaloshanim, because sometimes this cumin or this loof, this type of onion, will not actually grow roots for at least 3 years until after they were planted. So you could be a farmer, you could be looking at it and say, hey, you know what? It actually took root. I'm good. The cumin took root, the loof, the onion took root. So now I'm good to go. I can plow it, I can uproot it, and it's not a problem anymore. Says the Mishnah, no. Because sometimes, oftentimes, these particular species of grain or plant, this kanbos oluf, some of it might grow right away, but others might actually take a very long time. It might take 3 years. And since the farmer doesn't know that, he's going to plow it. Those seeds are still going to be in the ground. They didn't take root yet. And then you're going to plant the other thing on top of it. And that will be considered like kilayim because neither of those seeds have taken root yet and they're going to grow together. Continues the Mishnah. Tivua sha'aldu bo svichim istim. So svichim is an important concept actually when it comes to Shemitah that we're in right now. We're going to learn about that in our next Masech, the Shviz. But Tzvichim is something that grows after the season. In the season before, you were planting something, some seeds, some random seeds got into the field, and then the next year it starts to grow on its own. You didn't intend it. That's what Tzvichim is. So, Tevua she'alu bo Tzvichim istim. Imagine you have wheat, Tevua, some sort of grain, and then istim was a type of, a plant that would produce a techeles, a type of blue dye. And it was not good for the wheat. It's not good for other for the plants that it's around. So imagine it has this svichim, this sort of aftergrowth of something that I guess got into the mixture of seeds the year before, and now it starts to grow, and it's not good for the produce around it. Or b'chein makam hagranu she'alu b'hem minei harbe. Imagine you have a threshing floor. Usually, use it to thresh different types of produce. If it starts to grow different sorts of produce, that's not great for the area because it really needs to be flat. It needs to be a very even surface. So if it's growing different types of produce, then it is it's not good for a threshing floor. And finally, v'chein tiltan sha'ala minei tzmachem. Or you have this fenugreek that has a lot of weeds growing around it. It's very common for fenugreek to have weeds growing around it, but it wasn't good for the fenugreek. So in all three of these cases, when you have either this plant that produces this tcheles that isn't good for the plants, or you have a threshing floor that creates a different levels, a kind of a bumpy surface for the threshing floor, or you have these weeds growing around the fenugreek, in all three of those cases, ein mechayv maso l'nakish. You do not have to weed out those extra plants because it's very, very clear that you don't want it. As we said before, kilayim is only a problem when you either do it with intention, you want to mix those two together, or even if it happens on its own, you want it, you enjoy it. If that's not true, if neither of those are true, then it's not technically kilayim. So in this case, in all three of those cases, it's not good for the farmer. You want a flat threshing floor. You don't want this plant to ruin the wheat around you. You don't want the weeds to be growing around the fenugreek, and therefore you do not have to weed out those other plants. Now, im nikesh okisach, if you ended up uprooting or weeding some of these plants, omrim lo, we say to him, akor es akol chutz mimin echad. Then you have to uproot all of it, except for the one thing that you want there. So if you have a field of wheat, so keep the wheat there, but you have to uproot all of the other weeds, all of the other types of produce that would be kilayim with it. Why? Similar to what we said the other day, if you don't tie, you don't have to weed the field. We said that, right? You don't have to uproot the weeds. So it's not kilayim. If you start to uproot the weeds, then you leave some in there, then it shows you really wanted them to be there. You took out the ones you didn't want, and you kept the ones that you did want, and that's a problem. That shows that you actually wanted that in your field. So especially if you didn't need to start it from the beginning, and you did anyway, then if you leave a little bit, it's considered a problem of kilayim. So therefore, once you started it, you didn't have to. But once you started, you have to remove all of the weeds or all of the undesirable produce in that batch. That is Mishnah Hey. Now Mishnah Vav. Imagine a person wants to plant one's field with a lot of different species of grain, a lot of different sorts of produce that would normally be kilayim. It would be prohibited to plant them together. But you have a large field and you have different things. You have wheat and you have barley and you want to plant both of them in your field. You want to make meshar, meshar, mikomin, these beds, these lengths, strips of each sort of produce. So what do you do? How do you plant both in one field? Says the Mishnah, Beishamai omrim, shlosha tlamim shel pasiach. You have to leave between each one. You have your wheat, and then you have the barley. How much space do you have to leave between each one? The amount of three of these sorts of furrows that you would make into dry land. The Yerushalmi says that's about 2 by 2 amos. You have to leave 2 by 2 amos between the barley and the wheat. Beishil omrim, meloha ola sharoni. It's the width of a yoke, Y-O-K-E, from Sharon. Apparently there was a wide yoke. And says the Mishnah, Ukrovin divrei elu lihios divrei elu. They're actually very similar measurements, right? Beishamai and Beishil don't differ all that much. They use different reference point, but there's actually a very, very similar measurement. Both are going to say you have to leave a patch of about 2 by 2 amos between them, and then you are good to go. You can plant the wheat, the barley, or other things that would generally be considered kilayim with one another. We'll continue with Mishnah Zayin tomorrow.